goals and plans are not enough. Thanks for tuning in to Parenting Special Needs Live. I'm Shante. And today I really wanted to talk with you all about, you know, how goals and plans are not enough. They're not enough. As special needs parents, we spend so much of our time on goals and plans, but they really are not enough. Have you ever heard the quote, a goal without a plan is just a wish? And I believe that to be true, that we need goals. But for example, what if a personal goal of mine was that I wanted to lose weight, right? Now I do. I've said it out loud. I've thought about it. I've shared it with you all. I've wrote it down. Woohoo! Whoop-de-doo! So now it's sitting over where I wrote it, and it's collecting dust on my shelf with all the other scribbled notes that I've posted in my journal. William Danforth, he's the founder of Nestle's Purina, and he said that no plan is worth the paper it's printed on unless it gets you doing something. And I think that's what we need to take away. We've got to be doing something. So if I just say I want to lose weight, and I'm using this as an example because I figured we could all relate. Even if I write a plan, but I don't follow through on the plan, I'm not going to reach my goal, right? Because I didn't follow through. I didn't take the steps necessary to, map out how I'm going to actually achieve losing weight. I didn't do it. I didn't meet the goal of losing weight. I didn't plan out or schedule like how I'm going to actually fit in exercise into my schedule. I didn't plan or, actually figure out how I'm going to change my eating habits so that I can, change and meet the goals of my needs. And I think this applies to our child's IEP plans or therapy plans. If I only commit to exercise once a week for 30 minutes, how much of a result am I going to see in the transformation of my body? Not much, probably, for 30 minutes a week. I think the same can be said for our children. We send them maybe to speech therapy or OT, and they might only be getting to go once a week. And then they're not practicing what the session covered. How much of a result are we going to see from them? So to say it again, goals and plans are not enough. They're not enough. I've learned from speaker and author John Maxwell, and I've mentioned him before because I really do enjoy his books, that a plan creates a track, but action creates the traction that helps us to move forward towards achieving our goals. So I think when it comes down to if I want something to happen, such as a specific goal, like losing weight, then I've got to create a plan, definitely. But when I say the word plan, from now on in my head, I'm going to start to visualize to help myself, kind of like a marathon course. Then I'm going to ask myself, how am I going to get where I want to go? And You know, what is the end goal? Where do I want to go? And where am I starting from? And what's the end point? I've got to have a starting point and I've got to have the end point. So, or the end point, kind of like the finish line so that I can be, whoo, hooray. What is it going to look like when I cross that finish line? What am I trying to achieve? And what steps do I have to take to make it happen? You know, that's the bottom line. What steps? So as I start to plan, and I think it would work for any plan, to visualize a track or a marathon course and, you know, create the goals in such a way that they become the action steps to reach that desired goal. And on marathon courses, there are also aid stations and mile markers to help make sure that you're staying on course or your child's staying on course. So if you think about visualizing a marathon course, you can also put in the aid stations, you know, or I'm going to call them like checkpoints, you know, with a specific date to check in and in the future to like future aid stations to help guide me and to ensure that I'm going to stay on track, also help my child so that they cross the finish line and achieve whatever desired results I have or you all have. You know, I think having an easier way to view goals and plans and knowing that they are just part of the steps needed, I believe that could help all of us, you know, because we all want to move forward in the right direction and achieve the results that we all want. And I believe that this can and will help us. So remember, goals and plans are not enough. Actions are required to achieve results. Thank you for being with me today. I hope that some of this information can help. In case no one's told you today, you are doing a great job. Be good to you. Talk to you soon. Bye.